Sisters, so good to see all of you.
弟兄姐妹，很高兴能够再次看到你们。
May God's peace be with you.
愿神的平安与你们同在。
Today, I'd like us to look at a character in the Bible whom the Bible describes as tall and good-looking.
我今天要跟各位分享一位圣经里头人物，这个圣经描述他是高而且英俊。
The Bible tells us he came from a good family background.
圣经跟我们讲他是从一个很好的家庭背景里头出来的。
And he was somewhat humble.
他也是蛮谦卑的一个人。
Now if you like Chinese movies,
你如果喜欢中国电影，
you'll be thinking, are we talking about Chow Yun-fat here?
你会想我们是不是在谈这个周润发呢？
Look at the next picture. Ah, so cool.
他真是很酷。
I heard that Chow Yun-fat is somewhat of just a very personable individual.
我听说他周润发他是一个非常和蔼可亲的一个人。
Some of my friends, they went on a vacation to Hong Kong and they were shopping in one of the local shops and they ran into Chow Yun-fat.
我有一些朋友他们到香港去购物，他们在一个商店里头碰到周润发。
And they said that they were just so impressed with just how he was not in a hurry to go. You know, imagine Hong Kong, so many people, but Chow Yun-fat was just so nice to them and he was just talking to them and he agreed to take a picture with them.
他们可以想象到周润发他没有很匆忙的，你想想看在香港这么多人，他并没有非常匆促，而且他可以花时间跟他们慢慢交谈，而且答应跟他们一起拍照。
And that's a rare quality. Most of good looking people who come from a good family background, they're somewhat prideful, they're not humble.
这是相当难能可贵的，因为一般他长得英俊，而且从好的家庭背景出来，他们通常是有一点骄傲的。
Well, the Bible character we're talking about is Saul.
这个圣经人物我们主要谈的就是扫罗。
Look at this verse, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2.
我们看到撒母耳记上九章二节
tells us that Saul is a choice and handsome man.
他讲到扫罗他是一个少有的英俊的人。
How handsome!
他是多么英俊呢？
There was not a more handsome man than he among the sons of Israel.
在以色列人中没有一个能够比他英俊的。
We're talking about Mr. Israel here.
我们现在看的这是以色列先生。
Not only that, it says from his shoulders and up, he was taller than any others.
不但这样，他比其他人都高一个头。
Not only that, the Bible tells us when Israel wanted to crown him as king, they could not find him.
不但是这样，当以色列想要推举他当王，要为他加冕的时候，他们找不到他。
Because he was hiding in the luggage, he felt inadequate for such high calling. He was somewhat of a meek, humble individual.
他躲在行李里头，因为他觉得这么样的高的呼召，他觉得他是好像没办法胜任。
So when he was chosen to be king, this is what Samuel the prophet said about him.
所以当他被选举为王的时候，这是撒母耳这一位先知对他所说的话。
He said, "Do you see the man the Lord has chosen? There's no one like him among all the people."
你们是不是有看到神为你们选择的，在你们当中没有其他人像他一样。
Saul started out so well.
扫罗他的开始是那么的好。
He had so much potential and he was so promising. If we were there, we would have loved him.
他有那么多的潜能，如果我们当时在的时候，我们也会爱他。
But if you continue to read the story, the pages of scripture, you would find out that Saul never measured up.
然后你们如果继续读圣经的话，你们会发现他没有达到我们所预期那样。
In fact, he made mistakes after mistakes.
实际上他继续不断的犯错。
And his ministry went from worse, bad to worse, and he never recovered.
他的执事就每下愈况，从来他就没办法再恢复。
And at the end of his life, he experienced one of the most tragic endings of all the characters in the Bible.
在他晚年的时候，他遭遇到最在圣经里头没有其他人像他一般的这种悲惨的下场。
Saul's life serves as a warning for all of us, especially those of us who are serious about pleasing God.
所以扫罗他是给我们所有想要取悦神的一个人的非常好的一个榜样。
We have a lot to learn from his life if we want to be men and women after God's own heart.
我们如果想要成为合神心意的人的时候，我们可以从他身上学到很好的榜样。
So with that in mind, let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
好，我们请大家翻开《撒母耳记上》第十五章。
We're going to read from verses 17 to 23.
我们要一起读十七到二十三节。
First Samuel 15, 17 to 23.
撒母耳记上十五章十七到二十三节。
Let's read it in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文来读，然后再用中文。
Verse 17. Samuel said, "Is it not true? Though you were little in your own eyes, you were made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed you king over Israel. And the Lord sent you on a mission and said,Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are exterminated. When they did not obey the voice of the Lord, but rushed upon the spoil and did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Then Saul said to Samuel, I did obey the voice of the Lord and went on the mission on which the Lord sent me and have brought back Agag, the king of Amalek.And have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took some of the spoil, sheep and oxen, and the choices of things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal. Samuel said, Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. But you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king.
好，我们用中文来读十七到二十三节。撒母耳对扫罗说：“从前你虽然以自己为小，岂不是被立为以色列支派的元首吗？耶和华高你做以色列的王。”耶和华差遣你，吩咐你说：“你去击打那些犯罪的亚玛利人，将他们灭绝尽尽。你为何没有听从耶和华的命令，急忙掳掠财物，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事呢？”扫罗对撒母耳说：“我实在听从了耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我行的路，擒了亚玛利王亚甲来，灭尽了亚玛利人。”百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在吉甲献与耶和华你的神。撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。”你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿主祝福我们今天所读的经文。
I entitled today's message, Fatal Tendencies to Overcome.
我今天信息的题目就是要克服我们的致命的倾向。
Because the same tendencies that caused King Saul's downfall were not unique.
因为这些让扫罗王他能够遭遇灭亡的倾向并不是非常独特的。
The same tendencies that disqualified Saul from being a servant of God are the same tendencies that all of us struggle with in one way or another.
这种倾向让扫罗没办法成为神的仆人。这种倾向在我们身上也是会发生。
And if we want to be men and women after God's own heart, we have to learn to overcome these tendencies in our lives.
如果我们要想成为合神心意的仆人的时候，我们也要在我们的生命当中将这些倾向来去掉。
So how do we do that?
我们怎么能够做到呢？
I believe today's passage tells us this. The first thing is to choose to please God and not people.
今天的经文它教导了我们，第一个，我们必须要来取悦神，不是来取悦人。
Saul was given very specific instructions by God to go to fight with the Amalekites and to destroy everything.
扫罗，神给扫罗一个非常清楚的命令，就是到他要他去把亚玛力人给灭绝。
But Saul outright disobeyed God, and when he was confronted by Samuel, this is what he said.
但是扫罗没有遵从神的命令，当撒母耳面对他的时候，这是扫罗所说的话。
Look at this verse carefully. He said, "I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of who?" The people. I was afraid of the people, so I gave into them.
他在这边讲到说，我因为害怕那些人，所以我就没有听神的话。
See, as a servant of God, and as a leader of God's people, he knew very well what was pleasing to God and what was displeasing before God.
作为那当时神的仆人，还有做人的王的时候，他非常知道什么事是取悦神，什么事是神不喜悦。
But he chose to please the people, and that's why he disobeyed God.
所以他选择来取悦那些人，所以这就是神所不喜悦的。
Saul said to Samuel, "All right, I've sinned. Now come back with me so that we can worship the Lord."
扫罗就跟撒母耳说，好，是我没有遵从神的命令，你可不可以跟我一起回来，我们来一起来敬拜神。
Samuel said, "No, I will not go back with you."
撒母耳说，我不跟你一同回去。
So look at what Saul said to Samuel, verse 30.
我们来看扫罗跟撒母耳在三十节怎么说呢。
But please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me.
他说，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去。
He's saying, all right, I know I'm in big trouble with God, and God's going to reject my kingship, but can you at least make me look good before the people?
他这么说，他说，我虽然知道神已经不要我做这个王，神弃绝了我，但是你会跟我一起回去，让我在人的面前有面子。
Can you help me out a little bit? Can you at least save my face?
好，你可不可以帮我一下，让我不要丢这个脸呢？
From this we can see that Saul's main concern was what others thought of him.
所以我们在那边看到扫罗所担心的是别人怎么样看他。
He cared so much about people's opinions of him.
他非常在乎别人对他的看法。
And that may explain why later on Saul went crazy.
这也就能够解释为什么以后扫罗他会发疯。
Look at this passage in chapter 18. This is when the army of Israel returned from defeating the Philistines.
我们看撒母耳记上十八章，这是讲到大卫他打败了非利士人，然后他回来的时候。
It says women from all the towns of Israel came out to meet King Saul.
妇女们他们从以色列各城里出来欢迎扫罗。
Saul must like that.
扫罗一定是很喜欢。
Not only that, they sang and danced for joy with tambourines and with cymbals.
不但是这样，他们欢欢喜喜打锣庆鼓，集庆。
And they were singing this song, Saul had killed his thousands.
他们唱歌说扫罗杀死千千。
Saul liked that.
扫罗也很喜欢听到这个。
But they continued to sing, they said, and David his 10,000s.
然后他接着又听到大卫杀死万万。
He did not like that.
扫罗不喜欢听到这个。
Just this made Saul very angry.
所以这让扫罗非常生气。
And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David.
所以从这日起，扫罗就怒视大卫。
And he began to rave in his house like a madman.
他就在家中胡言乱语，像个疯子一样。
My friends, that's the thing. With people pleasing, it's an awful thing, isn't it?
所以我们就知道这个想要取悦人，这个是非常糟糕的一件事情。
This tendency that we have to make people happy, to earn people's approval, it dominates us. It eats us up.
这种想要让取悦别人，想要得到别人的赞赏的这种倾向呢，啊，常常就我们受了他的控制，而且我们被他活活的吞吃。
And I have a feeling some of us, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
我想我们当中有些人，你知道我是在讲什么。
But then there's some of us, you know, you're struggling with this tendency every day, and it's driving you.
我知道我们有些人每天为了这种倾向，每天在这边挣扎。
And it's driving you. You're trying to earn somebody's approval. Maybe a parent, maybe a spouse, maybe a teacher, a boss.
Oh, 你在天天在这边挣扎，你想要得到你的上司、你的太太、你的朋友的赞同。
It's driving you, and you don't even know it.
啊，这种是一直在推，一直在里头啊，推进你，你不知道。
My friends, we are made to please God, not man.
亲爱的朋友，我们是。我们被神创造，我们是要来取悦神，而不是在取悦人。
And the Bible tells us, the servants of the Lord, we cannot serve two masters.
而且圣经也跟我们讲，我们当神的仆人，我们不能同时有两个主。
And that means we must make a choice.
这表示我们必须要做一个选择。
And if we want to be faithful servants before the Lord, we must make the choice constantly to please God and not people.
所以我们在神面前，我们要做一个忠心的仆人，我们就常常要做一个选择，我们要选择取悦神，不是取悦人。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul say about people pleasing. Galatians 1:10.
我们来看保罗对取悦人有什么样的教导，在加拉太书第一章第十节。
Am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were trying, still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
他说我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
May God help all of us. May God give us strength to live our lives not for people, but for Him.
啊、愿神赐给我们这样的力量，让我们所过的日子不是为着人，而是为着神。
Not to please people, but to please the Almighty God, our Creator.
不是要讨人的喜欢，而是要讨我们神，我们的创造者，我们的神的喜悦。
Amen.
Amen.
So how can we overcome the fatal tendencies that we have in our lives and become men and women after God's own heart?
我们怎么样克服我们人生当中我们这些致命的倾向，让我们能够成为合神心意的人呢？
The second thing this passage tells us to do is to choose relationship, not rituals.
所以第二点我们看到就是我们要选择这种关系，而不是选择这种仪式。
First Samuel chapter 13, God had told Saul to wait for the prophet Samuel to come and offer sacrifice.
在撒母耳记上十三章这边，神指示扫罗要他等撒母耳来献祭。
But you know the story when Saul saw that the enemy was closing in, he assumed the task of the priest and he burnt these sacrifices himself.
然后我们看到这个经文记载，当他的敌人渐渐接近的时候，扫罗他就行了祭司的职责，他就自己献祭。
In 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 12, it says, Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor, so I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering.
所以他讲到因为非利士人聚集在密抹，所以我心里说恐怕我没有祷告耶和华，非利士人下到吉甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。
And then in chapter 15, Saul disobeyed God again by sparing the enemy's choices, livestock, which should be destroyed.
然后在撒母耳记上15章又讲到扫罗他违背了神的命令，他把最好的牛羊留下来，没有遵从神的诫命，把他们全部消灭。
And again, look at what he said, verse 21. He said, the soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God.
所以在21节他讲到，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在吉甲献与耶和华你的神。
Now, have you noticed that King Saul was big?On sacrifices,
我们是不是有注意到这个扫罗王他非常注重献祭
，burning offerings before God,
在神的面前献祭
，twice that the Bible recorded his disobedience, he was making offerings to God.
在圣经里头记载两次他违背神的命令的时候他都在向神献祭。
We call these religious rituals.
我们叫这些是宗教的仪式。
And that would be the equivalent of our church attendance today, our worship, our singing, our giving an offering before God. These are religious rituals.
就好像我们今天来到教会，我们在神面前唱歌，我们祷告，我们奉献，这些都是一些宗教上的仪式。
And these are good things. These are very important. They're good, good things.
这些是好的事情，是而且是非常重要的。
But what's the point behind all these things that we do for God?
但是在这些事情的背后到底重点是在什么地方呢?
Isn't it so that we could please him?
这是不是因着我们想要取悦于神呢?
And that's the thing with Saul, that he would be doing all these things, but on the other hand, he would be disobeying God at the same time. It's so ironic.
所以在这边你们看到这是非常有讽刺性的。在一方面他想要取悦神，他做这些仪式，但是他一方面他又不遵守神的诫命。
And that's why Samuel said this in verse 22, What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? To obey is better than sacrifice.
所以这就是22节萨姆尔对他讲说，你的献祭还是你顺从他的命令比较重要呢。
May I suggest that Saul did not have a personal, genuine relationship with God?
我们可以看到扫罗他没有一个真正跟神有一个非常个人、非常亲密的关系。
Yes, he was doing all these things for God, but it's just a ritual that he was doing. It's just a ceremonial thing, routine that he was doing. His heart was not in it.
所以我们看到他做了这么多许许多多的事情，可是这只是一些宗教上仪式，他的心没有在里面。
There are two facts in this passage that's supporting that. First, I want you to look at these verses.
在这段经文有两点可以支持我们刚刚看到的。
This is Saul's conversations with Samuel.
这是扫罗他跟撒母耳中间的对话。
Look at verse 15. The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites.They spared the best of the sheep and the cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God.
他这边百姓从亚玛利人带来上好的牛羊，说要献给耶和华我们的神。献给耶和华你的神。
The soldiers took sheep, verse 21, and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God.
因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献于耶和华你的神。
Do you see a pattern here?
你有没有看到这里头有这有一个这个有一些规律在里头。
Verse 30 again, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God.
三十节也讲说，我有罪了，他。求你在百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
Shouldn't it be our God?
这是不是应该讲说我们的神呢？
Shouldn't it be my God?
这是不是应该讲说我的神呢？
His relationship with God was nothing, anything but personal.
他跟神的关系不是一个很个人亲切的关系。
What a warning for all of us.Especially those of us who grew up in the church, our parents, some of us, our grandparents are Christians.
我们有些人，我们在教会里头长大，我们的父母，甚至是我们祖父母，他们都是基督徒。
This church going thing, you know, we come to church, we sing, we give our offering, we give our praise. Sometimes it's become a routine.
我们来到教会，我们唱歌，我们献诗，然后我们奉献，有时候这就变成一个例行公事。
And we may be doing all these things, and these are good things, but our hearts, sometimes they're not in it.
我们常常在做这些事情，虽然他们是好的，但是有时候我们的心不在里面。
The second fact that Saul did not have a genuine relationship with God was the fact that Saul disobeyed God again and again.
第二点我们可以看到扫罗他在跟神没有一个好的关系，是因为他在一次又一次的他违背神的命令。
And Samuel said to him, to obey is better than sacrifice. Why is obedience such a big deal to God?
萨母尔跟他讲听命胜于献祭，为什么听神的命令是对神这么重要呢？
Because obedience is a outflow of our genuine relationship with God.
因为这个顺服呢，就是我们对神的爱的一种自然的流露。
Look at these verses, John 14:15. Jesus says, If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
在约翰福音14:15这边讲到，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And then he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守了，这人就是爱我的。
And then Jesus says, he repeats himself again, verse 23-24, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. He who does not love me does not keep my word.
然后23-24他又一再的重复，他说人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
1 John 5:3, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
约翰一书5:3这边讲到，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Do you see that? Our obedience to God is a proof that we have a genuine relationship with him.
所以我们看到，我们如果遵守神的诫命，这就是证明我们跟他有一个亲密的关系。
And that's why it says his commandments are not burdensome. It's not a burden. God says, to obey me is not a burden. It should not be a burden.
所以他这边讲到，神说到遵守我的诫命不是难守的。
Today we're talking about obedience, and if you're thinking, no, not obedience again, not obedience.
我们今天谈到顺服，我们就想不要，又讲到顺服。
May I suggest then it's not an obedience issue, it's a love issue, it's a relationship issue.
我们要知道，这不是一个顺服，这个关键不在顺服，而是在爱，而是在我们跟他是不是有一个好亲密的关系。
In other words, when we obey God, we're saying to God, I love you.
换句话说，我们顺从神的命令的时候，我们就是跟他说我爱你。
Look at this verse in Jeremiah. It records God's grief and his sorrow, the cries of God, how God's heart was broken because his people refused to obey him.
在耶利米书16:16这边记录到神的哀伤的心，因为人们不遵守他的诫命。
Says, My people have refused to listen to me.They have rejected all my instructions. There is no use now in offering me sweet incense. Keep your expensive perfumes. I cannot accept your burnt offerings. Your sacrifices have no sweet fragrance for me.
因为他们不听从我的言语，至于我的训诲，他们也厌弃了。从示巴出的乳香，从远方的菖蒲奉来给我有何益呢？你们的燔祭不蒙悦纳，你们的平安祭我也不喜悦。
People of God, has our sacrifice lost its sweet fragrance before God?
弟兄姐妹，我们的献祭是不是在神的面前失掉了这样的香味呢？
When we do not love him, when we do not have an intimate relationship with him, when we neglect him in our lives,Everything, our singing, our giving, our offering means nothing to God.
如果我们不爱他，我们跟他没有这样亲密的关系，如果我们忽略了他，我们的所有一切的献祭在他面前都是微不足道。
May we choose relationship with God and not rituals.
让我们大家选择我们跟他之间有好的关系，而不是这些仪式。
And may everything we do for God be a natural outflow of our love for Him.
让我们一切所做的都是基于我们对神的爱所自然流露出来。
Amen.
Amen.
So if we want to be men and women after God's own heart, the passage today wants us to do this, to choose repentance and not rationalization.
所以我们如果要成为合神心意的人呢，我们今天第三点就是我们要选择，我们要悔改，而不是找借口。
When Saul was confronted of his sins, he could have simply said, You're right. I have been disobedient before God. Would you pray that God would forgive my sins?
当人们指出扫罗所犯的错误的时候，他那时候他可以讲说，你对的，让我们一起来祈祷，让 我这样的犯错我能够改。
You're right. I have these tendencies in my heart. Would you pray for me? Pray for me. Help me to be strong. Help me not to repeat these mistakes in my life.
他可以这么说，说你是对的，让我们一起来祷告，因为我有这样的软弱，求你跟我一起祷告，让我不再重复犯这样的错。
But instead of repenting, he rationalized.
但是扫罗他并没有悔改，而且 他是找借口。
He started making all these excuses, and this is what's so sad, so tragic about King Saul.
他一直不断地寻找借口，这就是为什么扫罗他的下场那么的悲惨。
And I want to point out three excuses that Saul made.
我想向大家指出，扫罗所用的三个借口。
And you'd be surprised to know that these are the same things, same mistakes that we make in our lives.
你也会很惊讶发现，这也是我们同样在我们生命当中我们所用的同样的借口。
Look at this first excuse.
我们来看第一个借口。
I did.Almost what God said.
我几乎达到神的要求。
Verse 15 says, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and oxen. But the rest we have utterly destroyed.
他们从亚玛利人那边带来的，他们其余的，他们都灭尽了。
Yes, I did not obey here, and I did not obey there.But I obeyed the rest. I did almost what God said.
是的，我这边没有遵守，我那边没有遵守，但是我其他我都遵守了。
I obeyed 2/3 of God's commands.
神交代给我的诫命有三分之二我都遵守。
I am pretty obedient, except.
我是非常的遵守顺服，除了。
Have you said that before?
我们以前是不是有这么样的讲呢
？I'm pretty obedient. Except when I'm tired.
我是非常顺服，除了在我很累的时候。
When I feel tired, I just kind of give in to my desires.
当我疲倦的时候，我就被我的这个欲望所胜过。
I'm a pretty moral, very moral individual. I have high standards. I'm pretty obedient, except when I'm out of town.
我是非常有道德心的，我非常顺服，除了我出城以后。
I'm pretty obedient. I'm very good about giving God what's His. I'm a faithful giver, except when the economy is bad.
我是非常信实顺服神，当给神的我都给他，除了当这个经济不太景气的时候。
I am pretty obedient most of the time.
我大部分的时候我都是非常顺服神。
Partial obedience equals no obedience in the sight of God.
所以在神的眼目里头，部分的顺服跟不顺服是一样的。
Let's look at the second excuse. I did disobey, but it's not my fault.
我们看第二个借口，我是不顺服，但是这不是我的错。
Saul said, "The people, it's the people."
扫罗说是那些百姓。
Verse 20:21, I did obey the voice of the Lord and went on mission on which the Lord sent me, but the people took some of the spoiled sheep and oxen. The people.
所以二十节，这个扫罗对撒母耳说：“我实在听从耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我行的路，但是是那些人，他们留下一些牛羊。”
Pastor, if you knew what my wife is like, then you would understand.
牧师啊，你若知道我太太是怎么样的人，你就会了解的。
You don't know my parents; they are so unreasonable.
你不知道我们的父母，他们是那么不讲道理。
My roommate, it's all his fault.
你知道我的室友都是他的错。
How about this one? It's my kids.
这都是我的小孩子错。
Pastor Solomon, why is your car so messy? You should see my car. Pastor Solomon, why is your car so messy? My kids, my girls.
所罗门牧师，你为什么你的车子这么脏乱呢？都是我的小孩子。
Hey, why are you always so late to church?
为什么你老是迟到教会呢？
My kids.
是我的小孩子啊。
Dude, why are you always so unorganized? I mean, you got to have some disciplines in your life. You don't understand, my kids.
你为什么这么不？你为什么这么没有条理呢？这都是因为我的小孩子。
How's your spiritual life going? And how's your devotional life? How's your quiet time? My kids.
你的灵修，你个人的属灵的生活怎么样呢？啊，都是我的小孩子。
My friends, who are you blaming? Who are you blaming for you not being the man, the woman that God wants you to be?
我们做父母呢，我们没办法达到神的期望，这是我们把这个过错归给谁呢？
The last excuse. Maybe it's my fault, but I had good intentions.
最后一个借口，这也许是我的错，但是我的用意是好的。
That's a big one, isn't it?
这是不是一个很大的理由？
Samuel says, Saul, didn't God anoint you as king? Didn't God instruct you to disobey, to destroy everything? But why did you do such evil in the sight of God? Samuel's like, I don't understand. Saul, produce your strong reasons. Why did you not obey God?
所以撒母耳对扫罗说，神不是高你做王，他不是交代你要灭绝所有的亚玛利人跟他们一切的事物吗？为什么你不遵守神的诫命呢？
Saul said, I'll tell you why. The reason why I kept all these things is so that I could, tell me what? Sacrifice.
扫罗跟撒母耳说，我为了是要向神献祭。
You don't understand, I was thinking about God all the time. I was doing all these things for God.
你不知道我一直在把神摆在我的脑海里头，我做这些事情是为了要向神献祭。
Yes, I may have disobeyed here and there, but my intentions were right.
是的，我有些时候不是很顺服神，但是我的动机是好的。
What excuse are you making for your disobedience before God?
所以我们在神的面前，我们对我们自己的不顺服，我们是用什么样的借口呢？
See, when it comes to sin,disobedience, and all of us do that. We all are weak. We all stumble. We all fall. But we need to repent and not rationalize.
好，当我们每个人都有软弱的时候，我们也会犯错犯罪，但是我们必须要悔改，而不是来找借口。
And today, if you think about it, what is the difference between King Saul and King David?
我们看看扫罗跟大卫之间到底有什么差异呢？
King David was known as a man, a person after God's own heart.
大卫我们知道他是合神心意的一个人。
But was he perfect?
但是大卫是不是完美的呢？
He was far from perfect. In fact, the mistakes that he made was far greater than the little mistakes that King Saul had made.
他绝非一个完美的人，实际上他所犯的错甚至比这个扫罗他所犯的那些小的错误还大得多。
But what's the difference between King Saul and King David? It's in their response to their failures.
但是他们之间，扫罗跟大卫之间的差异就是他们对他们所犯的错的反应。
When Saul was confronted of his sins, he said,What are you talking about? He tried to deny it. He tried to defend it. He tried to rationalize it away.
当扫罗人家指出他所犯的罪的时候，他想要来辩护，他想要找借口，他想要就是就把它当成没事一样。
But when King David was confronted of his sins, he said, "You're right. You're right. I am the man. I have sinned before the Lord."
当大卫人们指出他的罪的时候，他说你是。你说的是我在神面前犯的罪。
All of us are weak. All of us fall. All of us stumble.
我们所有的人都是软弱，我们所有的人都有跌倒的时候。
All of us disobey God here and there.
我们所有的人，我们在常常在有些地方，我们就是会没有遵守神的命令。
But there is only one way to come back to God.
但是我们能够只有一个办法，我们能够回到神的面前。
There's only one way to stop that downward spiral.
只有一个办法让它能够阻止我们继续不断的堕落下去。
And that is to admit our sinfulness.
这就是承认我们的罪性。
And to repent before God.
然后在神的面前我们悔改。
And be broken and contrite before God.
然后我们被神破碎，然后有一个忧伤痛悔的心。
Because that's the heart the Lord will not despise.
因为神不轻看这样的心。
May we always come before God. We come before God every day. We come before God week after week. But may we always come before God with a broken and contrite heart.
我们每天日复一日的，让我们不断的回到神的面前，而且是带着一个忧伤、痛悔、破碎的心来到神。
And when we do that, you know that's the kind of heart that God longs to receive.
啊，当我们这样做，我们就会知道神是喜悦这样的一个心。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like us to respond to God's message today with this song, "I Surrender All."
啊，我想要用下面啊这首诗歌来回应我们今天的信息。
But before we sing this song, before we just jump into another song, I'd like us to have a time of reflection before the Lord.
啊，在我们唱这首诗歌以前，我想让大家能够静静的，我们有一段时间来思想神的话。
Because if we're not ready,then it would just be another song, another ritual that we go through.
如果我们还没有准备好，这就像我们所做的一些仪式一样又在好像就是表面的形式一样。
But may we ask the Spirit to come and to identify those things in our lives that are not pleasing to Him and be ready to sing this song and to surrender our life to Him.
求圣灵在我们心里动工，让他能够指出一些我们心中不顺服神的地方预备好，让我们来唱这首歌，让我们能够在神面前顺服下来。
Let's have silent a moment before the Lord.
让我们在神的面前，我们花一段时间静静的来思想。
Let's all stand and sing this song, "I Surrender All."
大家一起起立，我们来唱这首歌。
No to Jesus,
I surrender all to Him.Because so often we are so stubborn.
主，我们求你赦免，因为我们常常是顽梗。
We're so unwilling to change.
我们是那么不愿意改变自己。
Times we remain in our disobedience.
啊，有时候我们停留在那个不顺服当中。
Lord Jesus, this song we sang, "I surrender all." Lord, may this be the prayer of our heart.
主，在这边我们所唱的诗歌，我一切顺服，愿它成为我们心中的歌。
May we live our lives not for ourselves, not for people, but for you.
愿我们所过的日子不是为我们自己，而是为你。
May we live each day to grow closer to you, and may we not treat these things that we do for you as rituals.
让我们每一天都能够更加的接近你，而我们每次所做的、所行的都不单单是仪式。
And Lord, help us to always be broken before you and not try to make excuses for our disobedience.
主，让我们在你面前，我们被你破碎，而不是为我们所犯的错来找借口。
Lord, we want to thank you because you have been so faithful to us, even though at times we can be so unfaithful to you.
主，我们感谢您，你是一直对我们那么的信实。即使我们常常对你是不信实。
Lord, we thank you because your mercies for us are new every morning.
主，我们感谢你，你对我们的怜悯是每天是新的。
Lord, help us to live our lives to please you.
主，帮助我们能够过一个能够取悦于你的生活。
And may you be glorified in everything that we do.
主也愿意在我们一切所行当中，我们都能够荣耀你。
Thank you, Lord. In your name, we pray.
感谢主，我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. You may be seated.
大家请坐。